今日我哋继续喺彼得前书。So let's continue in the book of First Peter, chapter 5. 我哋睇第五章，我哋睇第五节至到十一节。We'll be studying from verse 5 to verse 11. 咁喺呢个经文里边，系彼得系被三个劝勉我哋。And in this passage, Peter is giving us three exhortations.本书的总结，他讲翻呢三个劝勉， and it's the end of the book, and he's giving us these three exhortations. 讲呢三个劝勉咧，就系我哋个个都需要嘅， and these are three exhortations that we all need. 因为佢系关乎点样睇自己，点样睇神，点样睇魔鬼， and because it's about how you look at yourself, how you look at God, and how you look at Satan. 咁啊，我哋知道咧。我哋骄傲嘅系一个好容易犯嘅错。You know, it's very easy to fall in the sin of pride. 佢亦都系好容易咧，因为我哋睇唔到神，我哋唔记得神喺度可以帮我哋解决问题。And because we can't see God, it's so easy to forget that God is there and He can help us solve our problems. 亦都系因为睇唔到魔鬼，我哋好容易忽略，唔记得咗魔鬼喺我哋身边。And also because we don't see Satan, it's often so easy to forget that there's a Satan around trying to mess us up. So, 彼得俾我哋呢三个好好嘅劝勉嘅。咁我哋睇第五节至到十一节。So, these are great exhortations. Let's look from verse 5 to verse 11. 你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。 Likewise, you younger people submit yourselves to the elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. 所以你们要自卑，服在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。 Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time. 你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们， casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 务要谨慎警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同嚎叫的狮子，天地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。 Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. 那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀，等你们暂受苦之后必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。 But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you, 愿权能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。To Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你今天在这个经文，我们看到你给我们三个好好的劝勉，教导我们怎样去谦卑，怎样去将忧虑交托，还有怎样去谨慎小心魔鬼。我们求主今天在我们当中是再一次提醒我们，是怎样去真的 是吸收，是开放的心，是领受你给我们的教导。所以将以下的时间交在你的手里面，多谢主听我祷告，奉圣名求， Amen。 在这里第五节，彼得是教我们呢，就是年轻人就要顺服长老。 So if you go back to verse 5, you see Peter's telling the young people that they need to submit and be humble to the elder people. 그래서 다 호로 그 스킹수 그 여기 강도네 아 네가 강도 다 행문 아 제 닌행양게 닌야오게 그래서 강은 하이 가위로빈 폭시게얀. As I'm studying in all the commentaries, they say, you know, what says the younger people, it's actually talking about those who are just getting into the ministry, the younger ministers. 因为他刚刚上个星期他讲到长老在教会里面服侍. As last week we were talking about the elders serving in the church, the leaders of the church. So 根据他讲到刚刚开始加入服侍那班人. And so now he's talking, addressing those who have just started to serve. 用我们一般叫执事年幼的刚刚开始就要听年长的. And so in most church situations, you say that the deacons who have just started to get into the ministry, as they would listen to the elder shepherds, the leaders of the church. And so he's teaching that they should have a humble heart in their teach in their service. 但是他讲到这点的时候，他在半句的时候就即刻转台. But as Peter is mentioning this, he in the middle of his sentence, he automatically just scares. 跟着他说, 就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰. And he says, for yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. So he starts with one group, but then he goes on to all the people. And so he starts to address one group of people, but then he goes off and he's teaching to everybody. And so he said, be clothed with humility. I think it's a very interesting way that he's used the word to be clothed with humility. 因为他讲到这个衣服呢就好像一个标志 一个可以认出这个谦卑的人。It's like, you know, by this clothing, you can tell if this person is humble or not. 可能古时社会呢，束腰呢，我哋讲到武器嘅。 And in the old times, you know, you talk about girding up their loins, and it's like a military garment. 因为我哋有头盔嘅，教英嘅头盔，有遮胸镜，有我哋束腰嘅真理。 You know, because we've got the helmet of salvation, we've got the breastplate of righteousness, and we've got the belt of truth, right? 束腰嘅，但系亦都系一个嘅另一个标志，谦卑束腰系另一个标志. But there's another meaning to clothed with humility. 因为系当时嘅仆人，佢会束腰用块布束腰去做工抹鞋嘢. Because in the old times, the servants would then put a cloth around their waist, and they go and use it to wipe and do all their service. 我想彼得在这里讲的时候是有个特别的图画在他心里边. I think as Peter uses this word, he's actually thinking of an illustration that happened in his life.
如果你记得在耶稣最后晚餐的时候跟门徒在吃饭的时候做过一样的.
And if you remember at when Jesus had his last meal with the disciples, then he did something very special.
你在约翰福音13章可以见到的第四节,
and you can see it in the Gospel of John chapter 13 verse 4.
那个耶稣就立即起来脱了衣服 那一条毛巾束腰.
Jesus rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself.
最后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾手巾擦干.
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he was girded.
So Jesus used a towel to choke you. 跟着去服侍人.
And so Jesus took a towel, a cloth, and he put it around his waist, and he went and served.
跟着如果你看14节约翰福音13章14节耶稣讲.
And if you look back in John chapter 13 verse 14, then Jesus said,
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，同且洗你们的脚,
你们也当彼此洗脚。If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
所以彼得是用这个、用谦卑束腰的，我想他是会思想耶稣这个动作。
And so when Peter is talking about clothe yourself with humility, he's thinking, I believe, about what Jesus did in humility to serve the...、
我们真正谦卑是顺服和服侍。
You know, true humility is serving in service.
我们人人都需要不停学习谦卑。
Each of us has to continually relearn and learn again what it means to be humble.
即曾经美国有个教会举行一个的、世界上最谦卑的人的一个比赛。
You know, there's a church in the United States that had a competition one time to find out who was the most humblest person in the world.
跟着他揀一个的执事，即说他是我们教会最谦卑的。
And so they found one of the deacons and they said, he is the most humble guy in this whole church, in the whole world.
于是他给个奖项他呢，就是谦，世界上最谦卑的人。So they gave him a badge that said, the world's most humble guy. 但是过了几天之后呢，他要拿走个奖项。
But a few days later, they had to take it away from him.
因为他日日带着，我是世界上最谦卑的。
Because he kept wearing the badge and saying, I'm the world's most humble guy.
谦卑就要不停去学习，不停重新学习。
You know, we need to continue to learn and relearn what it means to be humble.
谦卑服侍是不需要有任何名词。
You know, there, you don't need a title when you serve in humility.
我哋要好小心，如果我哋重视，觉得要名衔，要称谓。
We have to be very careful if we're looking for titles and recognition.
因为教会服侍呢，就不需要有特别地位身份。
Because we don't need a special position or status to serve in the church.
在教会里面服侍是没有分别。
You know, there's no distinction as when we serve in the church.
所以真正的谦卑就是真正的服侍。
So true humility is to serve others from a pure heart.
So we have
to be very careful if we're seeking for recognition, if we're seeking for position, if we're seeking a name for ourselves.
其实我们要跟神建立关系，就是需要谦卑的心。
You know, to build a relationship with God, it's essential that we have humility.
要得到神的恩典，我们需要放下自己的骄傲。
And to receive the grace of God, we need to put away our pride.
我们看到这个彼得讲得很清楚，神阻挡骄傲的人。
And Peter says very firmly here that God resists the proud.
神会赐恩俾谦卑，但会阻挡骄傲。
So God gives grace to the humble, but resists the proud.
魔鬼当初犯嘅错就系骄傲嘅罪，跟住变咗撒旦。
You know that Lucifer, he committed the sin of pride.And he became Satan.
当初夏娃食禁果，又是骄傲。
And when Eve first took the forbidden fruit, she was proud.
因为魔鬼同佢讲话，如果你食嘅时候，你会好似神一样。
Because the serpent came to her and said, "If you eat of this fruit, you will be like God."
佢系想同神一样。所以神是赐恩给谦卑的人，阻挡骄傲的人。
God gives grace to the humble, but resists the proud.
这个是一个应许，如果你想得到神的恩，你就谦卑在神的面前。
And that's a promise. If you want to receive God's grace, humble yourself before the Lord.
那第六节讲到In verse 6 it says, 所以我们要自卑服
在神大能的手下，倒了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time.
嗱，呢个话要自卑，我要澄清，呢个自卑唔系怕怕丑丑啊，我唔得唔得啊嗰种自卑。
You know, here in the Chinese it says, humble yourself, and the wording is like, you know, low self-esteem. And so he's not talking about low self-esteem here, that, oh, I'm not good enough, I can't do that.
呢个嘅自卑嘅意思就是说自己谦卑自己在神的面前。
It means what it says in English, to humble yourself in the sight of God.
即是真正的谦卑不是否认你有能力。My following the Yaoyanchi.
True humility is not in denial of gifts and talents that God has given you.
Yaoyan got that, hang on, ducking on, says, um, gumjo, Daikisa Kuyaonang, like Kuyaoyanchi.
You know, there are people that shy away from ministry, from service, and they say, I can't do that, but actually they have gifts, they have abilities.
Daikisa Himbei, my wa, hang on, duck on, duck.真正的谦卑是承认你所拥有的你的恩赐你的才干是神给你的神给你这个的恩赐能力的你是将荣耀归返给神
And so true humility is recognizing that I have gifts, I have talents, I have abilities that God has given me and he has given me these talents and I recognize it and I give glory to God for the gifts that he's given to me
所以一个例子，假如我是一个工程师，我识起楼，咁啊，你话啊，可唔可以起楼啊？我唔得嘅，唔得嘅，我唔识嘅。
Let's say I'm a construction engineer and I know how to build houses. And you say, hey, can you build a house? And I say, oh no, no, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that.
呢个就假谦卑
，that is false humility.
通常呢种嘅假谦卑就系反映出一个真系。冇自信，惊做错呢？做错嘅时候俾人闹。
You know, that type of false humility is actually more pride. It's because you're afraid that you'll make a mistake and somebody will then look bad at you because you made a mistake. And so in your low self-esteem, you're so afraid that people will laugh at you for making a mistake. You say, "Oh no, I can't do that."
真正嘅谦卑就系话我有能力，神俾咗我，我尽力而为，将个德同埋失交俾神。
True humility is saying, I'll do my best as the Lord enables me, and I'll commit the rest to God. We'll pray that it works out.
咁啊，神就俾唔同嘅程度嘅恩赐人哋。
God gives us different levels of gifts and talents.
可能有一至十嘅，有唔同嘅程度。
Let's say there's like a different standard of from talents from scale from 1 to 10.
或者你有一就系最低，十系最高。
And maybe one is the low standard and 10 is the highest standard.
可能神俾你一个四级嘅恩赐，有别人有八级嘅恩赐。咁你唔可以话，哎，我唔得啊，佢先得啊。
And then you say, well, I can't do it, he can do it.
你要承认我有四级嘅恩赐，呢个神俾我呢个程度，我未到八级，但我系感谢主俾我四级嘅。
And maybe you're not, you know, you shouldn't come back and say, oh, I can't do it. Get the other guy to do it. You should say, well, you know, I've got this level of talent and gift that God's given me. I may not be the best, but I do have this level. I give God glory for it. And so if you can use it, praise God.
这个就是谦卑承认我所得到的是神给我的
And that's humbly admitting that what we have God gave it to us and then using it for his glory
所以真正谦卑就是放低自己的要求放下即是不会放低自己偏见和执着
You know, true humility is putting down your own desires, putting down your own prejudice, and demanding your own rights.
真正的谦卑是放下自己，自我。
And true humility is humbling yourself, putting yourself down. Not putting yourself down, but not demanding your rights, I should say.
是接受神的安排和带领。
And then to receive God's leading and guiding.
有人讲过咧，
谦卑不是看不起自己，是谦卑是完全看不到自己。
Somebody said humility is not thinking poorly of yourself, it is not thinking of yourself at all.
所以我们要先要彼此谦卑，先至可以彼此服侍。
We need to humble ourselves before we can serve one another.
靠主俾我哋能力去谦卑。
May the Lord give us the ability to be humble.
在这个我们要讲到信服和信心，就是一个谦卑的行为。
I need to stress that submission in faith is actually an act of humility.
因为当我们是相信神的带领和安排，我们谦卑接受神的安排。
As we submit humbly to God and to his leading and guidance, we trust him. That's humility.
因为真正的谦卑就是说我不得，我需要神。
Because true humility says, I can't do it on my own. I need God.
是不是？所以真正的谦卑自己神面前就是来到一个地步，我不行，我需要神的参与。
And so true humility says, I can't, I've messed it up. I need God to come and help me. I need God's participation.
真正的谦卑就是放低自己靠神祝福。
And so true humility is putting your own desires away and asking God to bless.
这个第六节都说要服在神的大能的手下。
And it says that submit under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God.
即是说我们是承认神是我们之上。
That means that you're recognizing that God is above you.
你是承认神的手是你身上。
And that you're recognizing that God's hand is upon you.
所以你所做的，你是按照神大能的手来带领你。
And so all that you're doing, you're recognizing that God's hand, his mighty hand, is leading and guiding you.
这个是谦卑接受神大能的手。
And so true humility is accepting that God's mighty hand is upon your life.
自卑，如果你是将自己谦卑神的面前，神就会将你升高。
Now if we humble ourselves be under the mighty hand of God, then God will raise us up.
你留意一下，不是自己升自己，不是自己提升自己。
It's not yourself raising yourself up.
不是自己周围去宣传自己几叻。
And it's not yourself going around and telling everybody how great you are.
是神将你提升。
It's God raising you up.
我们本来没地位，本来没身份。
We were at first without position, without status.
我们 是无名小卒，但是神奇妙的恩典将我们升高。
And we're nothing, and yet in God's amazing ability, he raises us up.
神要将你提升，升高你。
God wants to raise you up,
但是小心不要将自己升高。
But be careful, don't raise yourself up.
我们需要自我增值，我们需要有上进心。
We need to continually grow, we need to continually learn, but be careful about raising yourself up.
所以我们要自我增值，我们要积极做人，但要小心，不要自己升高自己。因为自己升高自己，这个叫野心。
Because as you try to raise yourself up, that's called having ambition.
有自我增值和野心有分别。
There is a difference between continuing to grow and having ambition and trying to achieve your goals.
因为当我们是自我增值，我们学习一些我们需要学习，我们继续在主里面寻求神的带领，就是这个是谦卑去学习。但有野心就是有我要上向，我要被人知道，我要叻被人睇，我要 look 升高。
But ambition is saying, I need to get up to the top. I need to let everyone know how good I am and how great I am. I'm going to be the best.
Yeah, 是有分别。
小心那种心态，宣传自己的危险。 And so publicizing and, your own stuff is always dangerous. 但很奇妙，神会将人家升高。 But it's amazing how God raises people up. 你想想大卫， Think of David.他原本是一个无名小卒，一个牧童的。He was a nobody. He was just a shepherd boy. 他在伯利恒的，当时是一个很穷的城市，村仔。And he was from Bethlehem. And at that time, Bethlehem was just a very poor village. 他就在个家庭里面是耶西的儿子的最小的一个，他整家人都看不起他。And even in the family of Jesse, he was the youngest of all of his brothers, and they didn't even look down upon him. 当撒母耳来要高抹皇帝的时候，找到耶西的家，那些兄弟站在那里，撒母耳说还有没有兄弟，他说还有吗？And when Samuel came to anoint the king, and he went from the oldest to the youngest of Jesse's sons, and they were all standing there, he said, isn't there another one? They said, should there be? 他忘记了大卫在旷野放羊。 They forgot about David off in the field. 大卫在自己的家里面都没地位。 And David wasn't even anything in his own family. 但神将他有这个卑微的身份升高至以色列的皇帝。 But God raised him up from that meager minor existence and took him and put him as the king of Israel. 彼得是怎样？How about Peter? 彼得就在加利利海，一个渔夫，一个渔民。 Peter was a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. 神就将彼得由渔民的身份变成门徒的身份，由门徒变使徒的身份。 And Jesus took Peter from being a fisherman to being a disciple, from being a disciple to being an apostle. 彼得成为教会十二使徒的柱石之一。And he was of the 12 apostles, pillars of the church. One of the pillars of the church. 我们看到神是将人家升高的，不需要我们自己升自己。And we see that God raises us up, and we don't need to raise ourselves up. 但是经文讲到到时候。But if you notice in the passage, it says, in his time.In due time, 是神有祂的时间将一个人升高。 And God has His proper time to raise somebody up or not. 我们是最紧要就是等候神的时间。 The most important thing is, are we willing to wait for God's timing? 有时我们看到真正的谦卑就是伏在神的手里面等候神的时间。And you see, true humility is waiting under the mighty hand of God, waiting for the right time for God to raise you up. 有时候很难等。 Sometimes it's hard to wait. 我想到摩西， I think of Moses. 摩西在杀埃及的士兵之后逃去旷野。 Moses killed the Egyptian and he ran off to the wilderness. 他在旷野40年。40年后，神终于叫他摩西回去埃及，带我百姓出埃及。And after 40 years in the wilderness, God called out to Moses and said, Moses, go back and set my people free. 40 years he waited. 40年等候到神的时间，神将摩西升高。And 40 years at the right time, in due time, God took Moses and raised him up.我想到约瑟，记不记得约瑟？ I think of Joseph. Remember Joseph? 他是十兄弟里面，就个个都针对他， 是想杀他，甚至是将他变卖做奴隶。 His 10 elder brothers, they wanted to kill him. They didn't like him. And instead of killing him, they sold him into slavery. 约瑟就好惨，十兄弟将他卖去做奴隶。 And what a terrible thing is, 10 brothers sold him as a slave. 他去到埃及做奴隶。 And in Egypt he was a slave. 过了一段时间就无辜就要坐监。 And after a time he was put into prison for innocent, something he didn't do. 释经学者说大部应该是13年时间在监狱里面，大约13年。 And most commentators say that he was most probably in prison for about 13 years.
可以有最卑微的，他是监狱里边的内监的地牢的。
And he was not only in prison, he was in the inner prison, in the dungeon of the prison.
神有这样的地位身份将他升高。
But God took him from this lowly position and raised him up.
他升为埃及的，除了法老王的，他没有人有他这么多权柄，他埃及的第二位有权的。
And so he became the second in command in Egypt. Aside from the Pharaoh, nobody had as much authority as Joseph.
有地牢去到王位。
He went from the dungeon to the king's palace.
神要升高一个人，神有办法。
If God's going to raise somebody up, God has a way to do it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要等候，神要将我们有我们现有的身份升，我们提升。
And we need to wait for God's time. God wants to take you from the position you're at now, and He wants to raise you up. He wants to use you.
但不要自己将自己提升。
But don't raise yourself up.
我们信主的有多少是高贵的身份？
How many of us were of status and position before we became Christians?
我们有多少是有钱？
How many of us had money before we were Christians?
我们的身份，看到神改变我们的环境，改变我们的生活，改变我们的地位。
You see how God changes our life, He changes our environment, and He changes our position.
我们谦卑服在神的手里边。
We need to humbly submit under the mighty hand of God.
你看第七节，look
at verse 7.
这个第二个劝勉,
this is the second exhortation that Peter has given us.
你们要将一切忧虑舍给神，因为他顾念你们,
casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
那我们看到我们是要谦卑在神的面前，你要谦卑才明白是可以与神有个亲密的关系。
You know, you need to first humble yourself before God and humble yourself so you can have an intimate relationship with God.
当你有这个亲密的关系，你明白神的心意，你去将你的忧虑交给神。
And after you understand and have this intimate relationship with God, then you can give your cares to Him because you know that God cares for you.
除非我们先谦卑自己在神的面前，我们没办法享受这个应许。
And unless we first have this relationship with God, we cannot, and humble ourselves before God, we cannot receive this promise. We're casting our cares, He will care for us.
请问你，你今日有忧虑吗？
Do you have cares today?
有担心吗？
焦虑、恐惧？ Or you have worries, anxieties, fears?
我们忧虑多，担心又多。
Our anxieties, our cares, our worries are great.
我们有时没办法从忧虑里面得到释放。
And sometimes we cannot get set free from our worries, can we?
好多事我们想停止，不再担心，但一讲不想再担心，即刻第二又转个头，又是担心，是不是？
And so often we want to stop worrying and stop being anxious, but when we make that commitment to stop, we just turn around and we're anxious again.
是一个恶性循环，
it's an evil cycle.
因为越担心就越紧张，越紧张就越担心。
Because the more anxious we get, the more nervous we get about it, the more nervous we get about it, the more anxious we get.
所以是一个不循环不息的，怎样逃脱？
And so we just keep going in this vicious cycle. How do we get out?
这里有个答案。
Here's the answer.
交托给神。
Give it to God.
交托给神。 用一个祷告跟神说。
You can say a prayer, something like this.
你这样类似这样的祷告跟神说，神啊，我交给你，我知道你能够处理解决，我谦卑在你面前服侍你，接受你的安排。
靠你处理我没办法处理的事情。
You say something like, Lord, I give my burdens to you. I can't handle them. I believe that you can take care of it and you can solve it. So I humbly submit to you and I ask that you would take care of the situation because I can't do it.
如果你有一个这样的交托给神，一个真正的忧虑，你交给他就不要再想了。
And if you can truly give it over to God, then you commit it to His hands, and then you stop worrying about it. You just forget it.
那我们是这个讲到舍给神，那个舍给呢，就是一个很特别的字眼。
And here it says,casting all your care upon him, and when it says casting, that's a special word, isn't it?
因为蛇吸呢就是好似一个嘅抛块布啊，铺块台布，或撒个网嗰种动作。
You know, the cast is like it's the word used to you know, put a tablecloth on a table or to cast a net out into the sea.
系嗰种抛嚟嘅嗰种动作，系咪？
And it's a casting, it's throwing off of your worries.
你会不会将你的重担抛给神？
Would you throw your worries to God?
神，我这个重担我抛给你，我不要的。
He said, God, I throw my worry to you. I don't want it anymore.
因为圣经叫你这样做，
you know, here the Bible's telling you to do that.
将你的不满、灰心、绝望、受苦交给神。
Cast all your discontentment, your discouragement, your despair, your suffering. Cast it all upon the God, on the Lord.
你留意一下这个经文劝我们这样做。
Notice that it's the Bible that tells you to do this.
因为神知道你有忧虑。
The Lord knows that you're worried.
神知道你是有这个性情，这个担忧，重担。
The Lord knows that you have this makeup of being always worrying and anxious.
神愿意帮你。
And God wants to help you.
神知道你担当不起。神是要帮你担。
And God knows it's too much for you to carry. He wants to carry it for you.
记得耶稣讲过什么？
Do you remember what Jesus said?
烦恼负担重担的人可以到我这里来。
All ye that are labor and heavy laden, come and I will give you rest.
耶稣是想帮我们孭起我们的担子。
Jesus wants to take our burden upon us.
那我有本叫《心灵关怀》的圣经，入边有一篇系心理学者写嘅，系几好，我想同你讲。
I've got a Bible that says the Soul Care Bible. It's in Chinese, so I've had to translate it back into English. But there's a about this passage. This is what it says:
当人经常辜负自己嘅烦恼、挂虑和恐惧时，往往就会产生沮丧，导致不胜负荷。
When people are always troubled, worried, and in fear, these feelings produce depression to the point that we can no longer handle it and can break down.
沮丧并不是敬虔的态度，因为它显露出人不愿意信靠神。
Depression or despair is not a godly attitude. It reveals unbelief.
可是只要我们因为神顾念我们而时常打挂虑舍给他，就可以给沮丧致命的打击。
However, all we need to do is to give our worries to God who cares for us and he will destroy our despair.
打挂虑舍给神需要大大的信靠和谦卑。
Turn worry over to God. It takes a lot of faith and humility.
我们必须把一切挂虑交给他，不仅仅是那些我们认为是重大和重要的事。
We need to give all of our anxiety to Him. Not only the big things, God can carry even
the anxiety we bring upon ourselves. 神甚至担起我们自招的挂虑，我们可以把一切挂虑统统交给神。We can give him all of our anxieties. 他宽大的肩膀足够承担我们所有的恐惧、忧虑和烦恼。His shoulders are big enough to support all of our failures, our fears, our worries and troubles.
当我们把一切的挂虑交给神，我们就可以摒除沮丧的心态，有力量重新投入工作。
When we give it all to God, we can escape feelings of depression and have strength to start a new work.
我们尚有许多工作要为神干。
There is so much we have to do for the Lord.
你会不会将你的忧虑写给神呢？
Would you give your worries to God today?
你记得保罗在腓立比书都讲的。
Remember, Paul said even in the book of Philippians,
你们应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告祈求和感谢，将一切告诉神。
Worry for nothing, be anxious for nothing, but through prayer supplication, give everything to God.
我们需要去交托给神。
We need to give these to God.
神顾念你， He cares for you. 神是关心你， He loves you.
神是想将你一切的忧虑是解决的。
God wants to solve all of your worries and your burdens.
神知道关乎你所有的事。God understands everything that's going on in your life.
彼得前书其实是这样讲的。
You know, the whole book of 1 Peter, that's what it tells us.
如果我们看回这个总结，你有第一章一路看到第五章，你会看到神明白你。
You know, if you go back, this is the conclusion of this book. If you go back to chapter 1 and go all the way to chapter 5, you'll see that God understands you.
第一章说神拣选你。
In the first chapter says God chose you.
神是接待你成为他的儿女。
God received you as his children.
神睇到你宝贵系尊贵。
In chapter 2 it says that God sees you as precious in his sight. You're valuable to him.
你有王族身份， you've got a priestly and a heavenly position in God. 你遇到困难逆境，神喺当中系有原因，系为咗你好。
And when in chapter 3 and 4 it says when you face difficulties and trials, God is doing a work in your life. He's doing it to perfect you.
上个星期我们看到耶稣是我们的好牧人，他要牧养我们。
And last week we saw that Jesus is our great shepherd and he wants to lead us and guide us.
所以第五章就说神顾念你，整本书都是讲神顾念你。
And so in chapter 5 where it says God cares for you, the whole book says that God cares for you.
神这样顾念你，为什么不将忧虑给他呢？
And if God cares for us that way, why don't we give him our cares and our worries?
他有足够能力解决面对。
God has enough power to take care of these things.
当你将忧虑给神，有四件事会发生。
When you give your worries to God, four things are going to happen.
四件事会发生。
Four things will happen.
第一，他赐你勇敢的心，俾你能够站立得稳逃跑。
He will give you courage to face the cares honestly and not run away.
第二，佢会赐你赐智慧嘅心，使你明白所遭遇嘅环境。
He will give you wisdom to understand the situation.
第三，佢会赐你力量，使你能够做得到你所需要做的事。
He will give you the strength to do what you must do.
第四，他会赐信心，使你能够信靠神。
And he gives the faith to trust him to do the rest.
你将你的忧虑给神，神就给你勇气、智慧、力量、信心。
When you give your cares to God, he gives you courage, wisdom, strength, and faith.
挺好，是不是？
我们看第三个劝勉。Let's quickly go to the third exhortation. 第八节和第九节 in verse 8 and verse 9. 务要谨慎警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。Be sober and vigilant, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 你们要坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的弟兄众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. 第三个劝勉就是倚靠神抵挡魔鬼。The third encouragement is to trust God to resist the devil. 好多时我们的忧虑是因为魔鬼。And so often our worries come because of Satan, isn't it?魔鬼会放啲思想喺你心里边 ，Satan will put these little thoughts in your head。魔鬼会令到你骄傲，魔鬼会令到你系自卑。Satan will try to make you proud. He will try to make you have low self-esteem. 魔鬼会令到你系忧虑、担心 ，and Satan will try to make you anxious and worried。彼得就话：谨慎警醒，抵挡魔鬼。So Peter says.Be vigilant, be sober. Stand up against the devil.
魔鬼的名字，撒旦的意思就是敌人。
You know, the name Satan means enemy, adversary.
魔鬼的名字的意思就是控告者。
And the devil means accuser.
所以撒旦魔鬼就是我们的控告我们的敌人。
And so when we say Satan the devil, we're saying our adversary, the accuser.
那魔鬼就是利用很多的诡计呢，就是将很多的说话放在你心里面。
And so Satan comes with lots of different plans and puts these thoughts in your mind.
他是一个危险的敌人。
He's a dangerous enemy.
这里说好像吼叫的狮子，
Here it calls him a roaring lion.
有时他好像个毒蛇想咬你。
And sometimes Satan is like a poisonous snake. He wants to bite you.
他想毁坏你。Satan wants to destroy you.
我们不要忽略魔鬼。
有两样方面，两个极端关于魔鬼，我们要小心。
There are two things about Satan we have to be very careful about. Two extremes.
第一个极端就是不承认有魔鬼存在。
The first extreme is that we deny that Satan is around us.
即是当他不在这里的，啊，没有，我看不到，没有这件事的，you know, I can't see him, he's not there. 这个危险，当你觉得他不存在的时候，他就吞吃你了。
And when you think he's not around, that's when he comes and attacks you.
第二个极端就是相反，样都是赖魔鬼。
The second extreme is that we blame everything on Satan.
我爆胎就魔鬼啊！我系头痛嘅魔鬼啊！我加租就魔鬼啊！
因为 I had a flat, Mr. Satan gave me a flat. I've got a headache. It's Satan gave me a headache. They raised my rent. That Satan raised my rent. You know,
我哋要平衡，要承认魔鬼喺度，但唔系样都系佢嘅。有时系你自己，有时系自然环境。
Not everything that happens is because of Satan. Sometimes you did it yourself. Sometimes it's the environment you're in.
但魔鬼的而且确是有作为。
But Satan does have works and acts that he does.
圣经说魔鬼说谎者。
The Bible says that Satan is a liar.
所以他讲很多假话，是放很多假话在你心里面。
And so he will put a lot of lies into your heart.
他关于你，关于神，他会令到你怀疑神的存在。
And he'll lie to you about yourself, he'll lie to you about...God, he'll make you doubt if there is a God.
所以疑惑的心就是有魔鬼来，他会令到你疑惑。
And so Satan will cause you to have this doubting mind.
魔鬼就会试探你，引诱你，迷惑你。
Satan will come to deceive you, to tempt you, to try and get you to fall into sin.
魔鬼会用很多的方法呢，就叫你影响你情绪，令到你忧虑。You know, Satan will use a lot of ways to try and get to your emotions. He'll try and get you anxious and worried about things.
魔鬼呢，就将而挑拨离间，令到基督徒同基督徒之间有拗撬。
Satan likes to come between Christians and get in between them and starting to cause relationship problems.
我要小心、谨慎、警醒。
We need to be sober, vigilant. We need to watch out.
不要被魔鬼在当中做这些事。
Don't let Satan get the advantage of you.
魔鬼喜欢迷惑人，假装是神的工作。
Satan likes to deceive people, and he likes to do phony work and make it look like it's God's work.
因为他是欺骗者。
Because he's a liar and a deceiver.
我们要小心魔鬼。
We need to be careful of Satan.
我们讲紧谦卑，讲紧忧虑，我们睇得到同魔鬼好有关系，系咪？
As we're talking about being humble and pride, or casting our cares upon God, you can see how Satan has an influence in that.
神要我们抵挡魔鬼，谦卑将我们的忧虑讲给神听，不要接受魔鬼那些假话，那些恐惧，那些话你听你没用的，说神不要你，不喜欢你的，或者神话你听魔鬼话你听你是了不起，你世界上最厉害的那个，又是魔鬼的说话咯。
Yeah, we have to be very careful when Satan comes and he tries to get us so anxious and worried about things that we're just so concerned and worried. And then Satan comes and says, you're no good. God doesn't lie for you. God doesn't like you. Or maybe Satan comes and tells you, hey, you're the best. You're really, you know, God, you're God's special kid, you know. God can't do anything without you.
你要小心魔鬼用这些思想的游戏在你心里面。
Be careful when Satan puts these evil thoughts in your brain.
抵挡他。拒绝他，我不接受他。
Resist it. Don't accept it. Cast it out in Jesus' name.
约翰一书四章四节。First John chapter 4 verse 4 says, 小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他，因为那在你们里面的，比那在世界上更大。
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
我们有耶稣在我们心里面，耶稣在我们里面是大过在世界上的魔鬼撒旦。
You know, we've got Jesus in our heart, and Jesus is bigger than Satan who is in this world.
我们靠着耶稣，我们站立得稳，我们胜过魔鬼。
And as we trust in the Lord, we can stand firm and we can overcome Satan.
我们很快看到最后两节， and let's go quickly on to the last two verses， 十节和十一节， 10 and 11。 那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀，等你们暂受苦之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you.
愿权能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
当你是寻求神，你谦卑服从在神的恩手底下，你是将忧虑交托给神，谨慎警醒，神就来诸般的恩典来服侍你。
When you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, when you cast your cares upon Jesus, and you resist Satan as you're sober and diligent and resisting Satan's lies, then God comes withmany grace, the grace of God upon you.
你看到神给这个应许我们，我们有得救，我们有得脱离的。
See this great promise of God that you can stand firm, you can overcome, you can be set free.
这个中文说诸般的恩典，诸般就是非常之多的恩典。And it's the grace of God. It's all the grace of God. It says all the grace. That's so much grace. All the great things that God wants to give to you. 诸般的恩典都给你的。无论那个困难多少，无论你的环境多少，神是要给恩典你。No matter how great your trouble is or the difficulty you're in, God wants to give you strength. 你将你的忧虑射给神，神就给你什么？ When you give your worry to God, what is God giving you? 这里讲三样很重要的事。Here it says three very important things that God's going to give you. 赐力量给你，不是，我调转，sorry， 成全你，第一， He'll perfect you， 坚固你， establish and strengthen you。Actually, in 堅固你 is settle you, establish and settle you. I don't know why it's messed up in English. 第三是賜力量給你， and the third is strengthen you, right? And maybe in English is strengthen and settle you is because you're strengthened so you're settled. But 成全你，堅固你，賜力量給你， perfect you, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 你將憂慮俾神，神就係咁樣建立你。抵挡魔鬼，神就是坚固你，赐力量。So we cast our cares upon God, He perfects us. We resist Satan, He strengthens us. 成全你咩意思？ What does it mean to strengthen you? To perfect you, I should say. 神是要你成为，祂要你成为那位，你是神的手工艺，祂在你里面做紧，塑造紧你，祂要完成这个，直到完成为止。 To perfect you mean you are God's workmanship. God is doing a work in you and He's going to perfect that work. He's going to finish that work. It's going to be a perfect work. 所以你不用担心，你将忧虑交给神，让神做祂工作。So you don't need to be afraid. Give your worries to God. Let God finish His work. 好，我的时间够三个勉励，希望你回到家慢慢思想。 Our time is up, so I hope that you take these three encouragements home and you think and you dwell about them. 谦卑自己在神的面前， humble yourself before the Lord. 将一切的忧虑射给神， give all, cast all your cares upon God.常倚靠神抵挡魔鬼， and trust in the Lord to withstand Satan. 当你这样做，我肯定神会坚固你，成全你，给你力量。 And as you do that, I'm certain that God is going to perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and be with you. 一起祈祷。 Let's pray.将我们看到这三个勉励是非常之宝贵的。 Lord, we see these three exhortations are so precious. 我相信主耶稣，我们要不停学习怎样谦卑在你面前。 I, Lord, believe that we need to constantly humble ourselves before you. 主要教我们怎样去谦卑接受你的带领。Teach us, Lord, how to humbly accept your leading in our life. 我们忧虑繁多，求主拿走我们的忧虑，我们交给你，抛给你。 Lord, we have so many anxious thoughts and worries. We just cast them all to you right now. 等姐妹，我鼓励你，现在虽然是时间不多，将你的忧虑在祷告里面交给神。 I encourage you right now where you're sitting, just even though we've got just a few moments, just cast your cares right now on Jesus. 你将你最担心的事讲给他听。 Tell him those things that are so, that you're so worried about right now. 我主，我交给你，我需要你的恩典。 Say, Lord, I give it to you, I need your help.I need your grace. 多谢主耶稣听我们祷告。 愿主耶稣基督嘅恩惠、天父嘅慈爱、圣灵嘅感动，与你们同在，直到永远。Amen。 你可以继续去同神讲，将你嘅忧虑俾佢，默祷之后去散会。You can continue praying and casting your cares upon Jesus, and we'll quietly dismiss.